Supreme Court stops establishment of religious charter school in Oklahoma. By Paul Bois on May 22, 2025. The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday blocked the establishment of the nation's first religious charter school in Oklahoma. The court deadlocked with a 4-4 tie, leaving in place a previous state ruling that barred the establishment of overtly religious charter schools funded by the taxpayers, per NPR. The 4-4 tie vote means only that the lower court decision, here the state court's ruling, remains in place. That decision said that establishing religious public charter schools would violate both the state and federal constitutions, as well as the federal law that helped create public charter schools. Justice Amy Coney Barrett recused herself from participating in the case for unexplained reasons. But speculation is that she felt a conflict of interest in light of her close friend from the law school at the University of Notre Dame bringing the case on behalf of two Catholic archdioceses looking to establish the charter schools. The Oklahoma charter schools case was brought by two Catholic archdioceses in Oklahoma that wanted to create a Catholic public charter school that would be funded by the state, as are other charter schools, noted NPR. But unlike other charter schools, the Catholic charter schools were to be overtly religious, serving as a genuine instrument of the church with a curriculum imbued by church doctrine. Since the court rarely publishes votes from deadlocked cases, it has been speculated that Chief Justice John Roberts joined with liberal justices Sotomayor, Kagan, and Brown, while Justice Kavanaugh joined with conservative colleagues Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch. The judgment is affirmed by an equally divided court, the Supreme Court wrote in an unsigned ruling. The court ultimately not deciding the case may also stem from the number of emergency of appeals from the Trump administration in response to lower court rulings blocking his administration. According to ABC News, First Liberty, a major religious right advocacy group behind faith-based cases at the high court, represented the Oklahoma State School Superintendent, Ryan Walters, who was pushing for religious charters. Allowing the exclusion of religious schools from our charter school program in the name of 19th-century religious bigotry is wrong, Oklahoma State School Superintendent Ryan Walters. As state superintendent, I will always stand with parents and families in opposition to religious discrimination and fight until all children in Oklahoma are free to choose the school that serves them best, religious or otherwise. The American Federation of Teachers, which filed an amicus brief in the two related cases, celebrated the ruling. Today, the court let the decision of the Oklahoma Supreme Court stand, which correctly upheld the separation of church and state and backed the founders' intention to place religious pluralism over sectarianism, AFT President Randy Weingarten said. We are pleased that four of the justices agreed that we must preserve and nurture the roots of our democracy, not tear up its very foundations. We respect and honor religious education. It should be separate from public schooling, Weingarten added. Public schools, including public charter schools, are funded by taxpayer dollars because they are dedicated to helping all, not just some, children have a shot at success. They are the bedrock of our democracy, and states have long worked to ensure that they remain secular, open and accessible to all. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.